Now, look at that. It's 11:30 dead on. That was quite good of me. I'm not normally that good. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Denise Donnell, who's here to talk about Big Hearts Cabaret for Little Hearts Charity, which is taking place on Saturday, the 18th of February. And I didn't know, because I wasn't aware, Denise is also a singer.
I am indeed, yes.
And you have a little bit of a cold at the moment, but next time you come in, you'll be singing live.
I hope so. Yeah, that would be good.
Just not to drop that on you straight away as soon as you walk in the door. And tell me, your spelling for Denise. I've never seen this spelling before, I have to say.
Yes, I have very awkward parents. They've spelt my name D-E-N-Y-S-E.
Yes.
So I think just because I didn't want to have, you know, when you were a child, you always wanted your name on a cup or something. I could never get that out of a shop. But now everything's personalised, it's fine.
Yes. See, I've got a sister called Denise, but we call her Dina. And then my dad was called Dennis. But then whenever I've tried to write Denise, because I'm a little bit stupid, I always put Dennis. So I'm not very good with my Denises, but there we go. Tell us about Big Hearts Valentine Cabaret Show, or really how you got involved with Little Hearts Matter.
Okay, if I start from the very beginning, basically, when I was pregnant with my second child, everything was going absolutely fine, and we went along to the 20-week scan, and we decided we were going to find out if it was a boy or a girl, you know, as you do when you're expecting. We already got a little boy. And we went along to the scan, and basically, we found out that there was a problem with my little girl's heart. We found out it was a little girl. And basically, it was obviously very, very scary experience. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's something completely out of the blue. Didn't know what was happening. The very, very next day, I went up to London University Hospital, and they did a very detailed scan of her heart inside and found out that she had quite a major heart defect. And I saw the consultants and then spoke to them about it, and it came up with so many, I don't know, medical terms and all this stuff I just didn't understand. And there was quite a few options that I had. One of which was a termination. You know, they said that there might be a problem. The baby might not live very long. There's lots of things that could happen with, obviously, a baby's heart. So they put me in touch with this charity, Little Hearts Matters. Little Hearts Matter. That's what it's called.
Yep.
And they are a charity. They're only small. They're based in the Midlands. And they help families deal with anything to do with a child's heart problems. And they give support, and not only support, they give information on your level. You're not a doctor, you're not a surgeon, you don't know what's going to happen. And instantly, as soon as that happened to us, they were with us the whole way. They provided people for us to talk to, information packs, all this kind of stuff. Basically, when you've made the decision that you're going to go ahead with the pregnancy, they are on you, with you the whole time, giving you information, and they're just a lovely, lovely charity, and they help so many people all over the country. And luckily for us, thank goodness, my little girl is actually doing really well. She hasn't had to have any surgery.
Yeah.
We're under Great Ormond Street, and we go only every 6 months at the moment. They're not ruling out surgery in the future, but she's actually, the way that her defect is working, she has got a hole in her heart, which she will have for her whole life.
Yeah.
But actually, at the moment, she's doing okay. Mm. She's nearly 2.5, and she's a little madam.
Yep.
But because I think we've been through the experience, and we found out so many options things that could have happened, we just wanted to give something back for the charity that helped us. And being a singer, I thought, you know, what's the best way to raise a bit of money? Let's put on a show in true Muppet style. Let's just put on a show. And so we did this for the first time last year.
Yep.
Originally, I said to my husband, I'll just do a gig and we'll hand a bucket round and we'll raise a bit of money that way. Mm. That's how it all started. And then a couple of friends said to me, oh, actually, I'll come and sing a few songs for you, or I'll come and do this. And I thought, actually, there's something in this. And my husband used to be a restaurant manager, so he decided we were going to put on a little cabaret, and we have little chairs with small tables. And so it's quite a relaxed environment. You're not all sitting in rows like you are in the theatre.
Yeah.
And we have little acts come on, sort of do a 5-10 minute piece. Lots of different people coming along and doing things. And then during the show, we serve in the after. We've got two shows. We've got a matinee and an evening. In the matinee, we serve afternoon tea. So lots of tea cakes and scones. And in the evening, we've got little platters. There's a lovely delicatessen in Ingatestone called Abigail's. I'm sure you might know it. And they do a little food platter of cheeses and crackers and meats and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the whole package is the little sharing platters and all of the entertainment for the show.
And how much is that?
I'll tell you how much it is. We sell tickets in pairs, being a Valentine's cabaret. The tickets for the matinee show, which is at 2... the doors open at 2 and the show starts at 2:30. The tickets are £25 for the pair, the two of you. And for the evening show, it's £30 for the pair, and that includes all your sharing platters. And we, as I say, we do sell tickets in pairs, but you don't have to bring your partner if they don't want to come. Bring your mum, bring your nan, bring your kids, whoever you want to come. It's a completely family-friendly show. And as I say, that includes the whole thing, all your food and the show as well.
And what sort of stuff are you going to be singing?
Well, we've got I'm very excited about the about our acts this year. I personally am going to do a little bit of jazz.
Yeah.
And also we've got a rock choir that are singing. We've got another choir that's coming along to do some kind of girly groupy stuff. It's all very love themed. It's all going to be a lot of love. We have got a duet. We've got some poetry readings from a lovely actress I know called Linda, who's a local lady. She's an actress. She's been in Corrie. She's been in Doctor Who, that kind of thing. And she comes and does some quite funny love poems and stuff. We have got some aerial acrobatics, which is something that different that we didn't
have. Don't
look
at me
year.
Like that. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting on the trampoline.
This is from Little Stars Circus, which is in Chelmsford. Two of the teachers, who are professional acrobats, have worked all over the world. They're coming to do some acrobatics for us. And quite excitingly, there's a little girl called Jamie, who's 7, who's going to be doing some trapeze work for us.
Oh, wow.
And we've got a local comedian, Paul Sweeney. He's going to be...
I know Paul Sweeney. Oh, he's so handsome.
Oh, isn't he handsome? Has he still got his moustache?
I hope so, because that's when I last saw him. How are you, Paul? Oh, he was ever so handsome. That's Emma Sweeney, who used to do breakfast show here.
And she's on the bill as well. Oh. She's going to be, I'm seeing her tonight, actually. We're going to do some songs together, actually. So that's really good. She's on the bill. And one of the most exciting acts that we've got that actually performed for us last year that I've invited back is the New City Girls WY burlesque troupe, the Burlesque Bombshells, who are absolutely fabulous. Great bunch of girls. As I say, there's nothing... It's a complete family-friendly show. It's just lovely to see some, you know, women enjoying their body and just having a bit of fun. And it's just sort of very tongue-in-cheek and a bit cheeky, but really, really good fun.
They've been in here as well.
Oh, have they?
They have. Studio. It's fun. Surprisingly enough, I'm normally here on my own during the daytimes, but there was men sort of wandering about. It's like, Burlesque group is coming in, really?
Oh, yeah.
We'll come in and do some filming.
Yeah.
They did come in and film. It's actually on the Phoenix FM website, if you want to check it out. Very good they were indeed.
Oh, they're a really, really lovely bunch of girls. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want just to be all singing or all one thing, just lots of different stuff. Everyone does sort of a 10-minute piece. We have a couple of breaks in it, so when we serve the food. And holding it all together this year, we've got a fantastic DJ called Sam, who's going to be taking requests and giving you love shout outs and all this. So hopefully it'll be a really lovely, lovely event.
And it's good because you've got the matinee, and then you've got the evening time as well.
Yes, and the evening tends to be a bit more raucous than the matinee. Yeah.
There we go. So if you want to find out more, you can there's a box office number of 07768 735905. We will put up the details on the website. Tickets are sold in pairs and you get 4 people per table. And if you go to allthews.facebook.com and then put in Big Hearts Cabaret, you can find out all the details there. But there is a licence bar as well. And you obviously get to see all the acts, and then you get your food platter as well.
We do. And also we run a waiter service to your tables as well. So you don't even have to get out of your seat. You can just order a drink from the bar and they get brought to your table as well, which works really well.
I like the way you just clicked your fingers.
Just click your fingers and they just turn up with you, whatever you're after.
Have you ever done that at a restaurant, sort of going like
I
that?
I haven't, no.
I'm going to do that. I've never been brave enough, but I think one day I'm just going to sit and click my fingers and wait and see.
Wait on me now.
Will they be serving Prosecco, do you think?
I would think so.
That is the drink of the moment, isn't it?
Oh, it's very nice. I just bought a big bottle, actually. It's in my fridge. Might wait till after the cabaret's finished. And also, it's not just pairs. If you have got, there's 3 of you, or just ring the box office number and we'll be able to sort you out. Or if there's more of you, we can always put big tables together. We had a group of 12 came along last year, and you know, make it really so you can all sit together and have a good time.